Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chagiga. The final Mishnah, Maseches Chagiga, which is also the final Mishnah in Seder Moed, describes the process that we referred to in the previous Mishnah of being mitahir the Beis HaMikdash after the Regel. The Mishnah says, Ketzad ma'avir in altaras harazar. How would they do this? How would they take out the kelim? What's the process by which they took out the kelim to be mitahir the whole Azara? So, Matbilin is like Kelim Shei Mikdash. They would need to take into the mikvah any vessel that might have become tame over the course of the regel. Over the regel, they would bring out the kelim for people to see. So they would take the menorah and the shulchan and the mizbeach hazahav out of the heichal, so that people will be able to see the kelim, and also in several cases the miracles associated with these kelim. And so since the people could see them, there is a good chance that one of them could get touched by somebody, and lots of people are Ramei Haaretz. And so it's a very likely chance that over the course of the Regel, these Kalim might have been touched by an Am Haaretz, and that, of course, would make them Tamei. It didn't make them Tamei on the Regel, because on the Regel itself, the Am Haaretz is considered Tahor. But after the fact, everything reverts to its normal status, and since it had been touched by an Am Haaretz, it would be Tameh. And the Mishnah points out, Ve'omrim Lahem, they did, however, say to the people, very clearly, Hizaru Shlo Tigu Bashulchan. Be careful not to touch the Shulchan, Utitamuhu, and make it Tameh. Why is that important? Because the Shulchan is a special mitzvah. The Torah tells us, V'nasata al ha-shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. We're supposed to put the lechem apanim on the Shulchan, and it has to be there always. It can never be removed from the Shulchan. In fact, we learned in Masechta Shabbos, the process by which the loaves would be swapped out, with the new ones coming to be inserted as the old ones were removed, so there was never a moment that the Shulchan didn't have bread on it. And of course, if the Shulchan would become Tamei and would have to be taken to the mikvah, they would have to violate this mitzvah by removing the lechem. Because the lechem, of course, can't go in the mikvah. So therefore, they warned people not to touch the Shulchan, so hopefully the Shulchan wouldn't get Tamei. Now, some Mishnayos actually have a menorah listed here as well. But the Gemara explains that it doesn't actually belong. The menorah also has a mitzvah of tamid, but the near tamid of the menorah is actually a nighttime thing. There should be a near tamid all night. That the light of the menorah should be every night during the night. But during the day, there's no mitzvah to have a light on the menorah. And therefore, it wouldn't pose a halachic problem to take the menorah to the mikvah. It might be a little bit of a practical problem because it's big, but it's not a halachic issue, and therefore they didn't warn the people not to touch the menorah specifically. Now, because this process would of course take the kelim out of service, so the Mishnah tells us kol hakelim shayu b'mikdash yesh lehem shniim ushlishim. All of the major kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, and of course certainly all the minor kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, had backups. They had doubles and in some cases triples. And the reason for that is she'im nitmu harishonim, because if the first ones, the ones that are in service, became tameh, yaviyu shniim tachtem, they would bring in a replacement. They would bring in the secondary one, the backup, and then they could take the other one to the mikvah. And this, of course, would happen after the regel to all of the kelim, hopefully except for the shulchan. Or really, any time if they would actually become Tameh, even not on the regel, and that case it would be even including the Shulchan. And so the Mishnah tells us, Kol HaKelim Shayu B'Mikdash Te'unim Tevila. All of the Kelim that were in the Beis Mikdash would need to get dipped in the Mikvah, because they might have become Tameh. Except, Chutz Mimizbeach HaZahav U'Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Except for the two Mizbechos, the Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden Mizbeach that was in the Heichal, and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the copper Mizbeach, which was, of course, copper in the time of the Mishkan, where it was located in the Chatzer, outside the Mishkan, and the courtyard. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the copper Mizbeach actually isn't made of copper in the Beis HaMikdash. It was actually made out of stone, and it was in the Azara. the Mizbeach Azav and Mizbeach HaNechoshes are not Mekabel Tumah. And they're not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore they don't have to go to the mikvah, because they can't possibly become Tameh. However, we have a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim why they're not Mekabel Tumah. Each of them applies a different rule of Kelim to the Mizbechos. First, we have Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Mipnei Shehin Kikarka, to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says they are not Mekabel Tumah because they are considered like the ground. They are considered like earth, which can't become Tameh. The earth can't become Tameh. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes, or the Mizbeach HaChitzon, right, is referred to in the Torah as Mizbach Adama, an earthen Mizbeach. And in fact, in the Beis HaMikdash we mentioned, it actually was made out of stone. And so this is, Rabbi Eliezer says, this is land, it's earth, and earth can't be Mekabel Tumah. And the Mizbeach HaZav, the golden Mizbeach, is compared to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. They are included in the same category. The Torah refers to them as HaMizbechos, the Mizbechos, in one batch. So therefore, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes is considered an earthen Mizbeach, Mizbeach Adama, and the Mizbeach HaZav is compared to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, they are both halachically considered to be earth, and earth is not Mekabel Tumah. The Chachamim have a different reason. The Chachamim omrim, mipnei shein mitzupim. The Chachamim say, even though they appear to be metal, right? The Mizbeach HaZav is gold, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes is copper, or at least in the Shukana was. And metal utensils are pretty much always Mekabel Tumah. They're mitzupim. They're not actually metal. They're actually made out of wood. The material is only a plating on the outside. And so, since it's only a plating, it doesn't really matter. They are considered in halacha to be wooden utensils. And one of the halachos, one of the rules of wooden kelim, is that kli eitz ha'asui nachas, a wooden vessel which is intended to stay put, right, it's intended to be built and stay there, is not mekabel tumah. And both of the mizbechos, says the Chazei Chachamim, qualify as a kli eitz ha'asui l'nachas. They are wooden vessels which are intended to stay in one place. They're not moved around from place to place. They're fixed. And therefore, they're not Mekabel Tumah. This brings us to the conclusion of Maseches Chagiga, and in fact, the entire Seder Moed. Salik Maseches Chagiga, Hajin Lach Seder Moed. Congratulations to all those who finished Maseches Chagiga with us, and even more so, congratulations to all those who have finished the entirety of Seder Moed. Mazel Tov.